Could you give at Marks with Mike's podcast a shout out? Shout out!
Hey, yo!
Mr. 6'9", L. Cheech, and Dre the Juice Man. You're listening to the Marks and Mike podcast. Let's start the show.
Hi.
Ain't nothing wrong with that, bro. I mean, for me, it is. I can't really collect phone numbers like I used to back in the day. I know my wife is probably not even listening to this episode, but disclaimer.
I'll take them.
Well, hey, I'll tell you what, Cheech, if something comes my way, I'll pass it right to you. You know, that's kind of what we do. Kind of, you know, take a hit and pass type of ordeal to catch my drift. But moving from there, man, I mean, definitely music is a big part. I mean, I understand what you're saying, like having that music that makes you want to grind versus having the music that, you know, puts you already at top. You know, like for me, I definitely feel you on the West Side connection, bro, because that right there, dope. Talented MCs. That's Rip City, baby.
That's Rip City.
And, bro, it's actually on my Spotify playlist. Like, shout out to Spotify, too, and shout out to all the followers on Spotify. Definitely shout out.
Yeah, those numbers are going up, man. Hey, West equals ratings and West equals Spotify numbers, too, baby. You already know.
Definitely, most deaf, but man, West Side Connection,
yeah,
Jeezy, you know, Gucci, man, that just takes me back to when I was grinding, doing some other shit that I shouldn't have been doing, but when I was out there grinding and shit, you know, that shit just got me all amped up, you know, to definitely keep pushing, keep grinding. Now, like yourself, man, it's very, when I say it's very few songs or very few artists that I listen to right now in 2020 that are new, like, I can literally count on one hand how many new acts that I actually rock with. You know, to me, honestly, the game itself, a lot of people are just saying the same thing, but putting it to a different beat. And it's like, you know, I'm looking for something that's also going to be inspirational, but at the same time, I can't listen to a rapper that sounds like another rapper. Like, that was like Future and Designer. Like, you know, I couldn't do it, bro. It's like, I had to choose one. That's kind of like, you know, French Vanilla Ice Cream and Vanilla Bean. Like, you know, they taste similar, but if it's my choice, I'm going to go with French Vanilla because that's what I came up on. But look, I'm getting hungry and shit. Let me get off food. But
no, you're right.
You know what I'm saying? Like sometimes you gotta say fuck it. But you know, moving from that subject of music, man. So of course you're working out and everything like that. Just move along from that. Now gaming seems to be the big thing for professional wrestlers right now. You know, especially this day and age. And everybody has a Twitch and everyone's gaming. So are you gaming? And which system are you gaming on?
All right, I was talking to JB about this, and you're exactly right. A lot of wrestlers are getting in the game. And I, you know, I had some ideas of something like this a couple years ago. I'm not saying I came up with Twitch, but I had some ideas that I thought would be funny. And, you know, they still might work, but it was a different time frame, and it was a co-host. He's still my dude, and we could still make it work. But at that time, that dynamic was fire, and the dynamic's still fire. You know, he's not in the wrestling game at all. He's just my dude. And, What are we saying? My bad. I just zoned out when I was thinking about that. Oh, what else?
Sounds like the Browns might have scored a touchdown.
Yeah, I'm sorry. I just zoned out on that. Sorry, I had to see this Brownies. That's my bad.
No problem. We're talking about gaming.
Oh yeah. Okay. Cool. I'm sorry. Because this is a hot subject. When you were talking about binge watching and stuff, this is a hot subject. I grew up, I was playing video games when I was a youngin'. PlayStation 1, PlayStation 2. That was me, rocking and rolling. Loved it. You know, every game, every genre, whatever. I'm playing and I'm having a good time. Then, you know, high school, I was rocking with the Xbox a little bit. And that's how a lot of people were communicating, you know. It was like kind of like this call. But you could have like 10 of your guys in your squad and you're all talking and doing stuff, you know. And then by the time I was out of high school, I was like, I'm over video games. Like, again, like, nothing against them. I still pick one up, and I did recently, and I'll tell you about that. We're getting there, but I'm just trying to coast and coast Versace French toast, you know, run it back. But, yeah, it's like I just stopped playing video games for a little bit, and then me and JB were talking the other day, and I was like, dude, what if I was doing this Twitch thing, you know, like watching this stuff? And he's like, oh, you'd be funny, you know, he's something like that. And he wants to get on it because he's really good too. But it was like, should I do this? So me personally, though, I don't know how to do any of this stuff, though. You know what I'm saying? Like, I'm so bad with technology. I just thought it'd be funny if I'm playing a video game. And, you know, like I was saying, I'd play whatever game was cool or whatever one said it was good. So I was like, let's check this game out. I could do some, I could just talk about it while I'm playing. I think I could make people laugh or have people tune in. We figure it out together, you know? I don't know what the hell's going on with these video games. So I tried to set it up because that Tony Hawk came out, the Tony Hawk remaster. So I've been playing that a lot. And I don't get into video games, but at all, you know what I mean? But what I'm saying is I play the games that I came up with. Like, they did a Crash Bandicoot for PlayStation 4 and a Spyro. I didn't play Spyro that much, but I always fucked with them. And I got Grand Theft Auto. Those are the only games I have for PlayStation 4 that... And I don't play video games that much, but I go, if I'm going to start playing these, why don't I have people rock with me? So I got that new Tony Hawk. I tried to do a Twitch thing, and I just couldn't set it up. So it was, the sound was all messed up, and then I got to get this video. I got to get the special video camera. But then I hear, so that's why I brought up JB. Him and me are talking. We're talking about people at shows because a lot of wrestlers are doing it. And they're talking about you got to have a computer and all this stuff. And I go, how much am I about to invest in this? So I don't. If I'm playing video games, I want to do this with people. I don't want to just be... And sometimes you want to play by, you know, whatever. But, you know, I'm not against Twitch or anything. I think it's money. And if someone can set me up with how to do it, I'll do it 100%. But it's like, I'm stumped. So if you could come over to my place and set up the whole thing, I'll pay you. You know, it's not like it's just freebie. But if you want to help me out and whatever it is, and I got the fire stream, and I could see when people are giving me shout-outs and giving tokens or whatever they got, you know, I'm down, and I'll make that consistent, and we'll have fun. So that's my thoughts on it.
Speaking of video games, so it was just released a couple days. PS5, the new Xbox coming out. You say you don't really play them, play the games and all that shit. And I understand, me personally myself, I haven't had a game system since January 31st, but if you are looking to go play some video games, you can go to One Life to Play, which is actually located in a couple locations. There's one in Independence, one in Seven Hills. I think there's one out in Lakewood. But look, if you're looking to play video games and you don't have no game system, go out there. I'm telling you, that shit is state of the art. Every game system.
Support local, right? Yes. They're local. Support local. Don't go to games. Stop and get taxed and get some bullshit. Go to keep rocking. Sorry, I had to cut you off. I don't fuck with GameStop.
No, I feel that, bro. I mean, I feel that there's a lot of points that they tried to rip me off on, man. I should have had a fucking brand new.
That was like 10 years ago. That's why I got beef with them. This is when I was like when I was a youngin playing video games. I'd always get smoked at GameStop. I just don't get it, and I don't understand it, and I just had to speak my two cents. But if GameStop cuts me a check, you know I'll be talking different.
Bro, listen, I feel that shit. Oh, and feel free to cuss on it, man. I've cussed like 10 times. Stop apologizing. Yeah, so PS4 or the new Xbox, both of these things are out. You really don't play games as much. But which one, if you had to pick one, which one are you gonna get? I mean, originally a PlayStation man, you rocked.
Yeah, I'm back. PlayStation. Back PlayStation, 100%. I still got so much I got to do on the one I have, and it's still cool. Like, just how I got it. It's like I'm probably maybe 2, 3, 4 years away from getting the new one. And I know it's probably late, but it's just like that's when I might have time to, you know, do that. So.
Yeah, the price of PS4 and Xbox is the price of people's health insurance. Like, that shit is sky high. Like, you got to make a choice.
Yeah, I didn't even see how much they were for. How much? I didn't know how much they cost, if you could fill me in.
Bro, listen. One, all right, so they have two editions. One that only deals with digital download, and one that only deals with digital download in this. So, the one that only deals with a digital download, you're looking at $399. The one that has the Blu-ray disc player, you're looking at $499, bro. So you basically looking at either $500 or $300, but you definitely gonna be closer to the $600 side. So you have to make a decision. Is it the PlayStation? Is it an Xbox? Or is it your rent? Like, so it's really that's
hey, a big good decision. Point. Good point. That's how people gotta look at it though. That's why, like, you know, I would go PlayStation, and I mean, it's gonna, I don't know, man. I'm not getting one right now or anytime soon. Even though with everything locked down, you could have had me a couple months ago, maybe, but right now, no. We got shows, we got Rip City business.
Big time Rip City business. So speaking of Rip City business, you all have got the chance to face a lot of people. One of your biggest foes you talked about before, which is Matthew Justice. You all have been through hell and high water from the spot at the Odeon, which is still, to me, one of the most craziest spots I have ever seen live in person. And I dare say wrestling. I mean, that to me.
I was there.
I was there too.
Facts only.
I mean, that thing trended everywhere. When I say everywhere, AIW trended almost 2 days straight for that spot. Now, from you being there, you got to see it more closer than anybody else. What were you thinking during that spot?
All right, so I was backstage when it happened because I was in the beginning of that match, and I don't see. There's something with these referees. Like, I don't know if I'm talking bad about them on podcasts or hearsay, but for some reason I get a little slower count, or, you know, they're not listening or reading my manager's license when I could do that. Or even when I'm in the ring, they always say my feet are on the ropes or something like that. All made up. And there's some conspiracy. I don't know if you can even say that in 2020, but there's something that the referees got against me or management. I don't know what it is. It's one of the two. But, that's a sore subject, you know what I mean? Because these referees, they want to just always, all right, we're off that. I got eliminated from the match, kicked out, thrown to the back, taken out of the building, right? So I leave, and I'm leaving, and I'm walking out, and I'm seeing on that, you know, I got security pushing me back. What the hell's going on? I go, look, guys, they're on the balcony. They're on the balcony. They fly through there. Bang. I go out there, and I check it out. I got a firsthand account. I pulled JB over Justice 1-2-3. Fair and square. Craziest thing I've ever seen? Yes. JB got that win? Yes. That's how the Rip City Shooters do it.
Now, do you see tag team gold in AIW in the Rip City?
Oh, brother. Hey, look. I said this earlier, and I'm going to sound like a hypocrite now, but I don't count my chickens before they hatch. But any company that's got any gold, it doesn't matter. The Rip City belt collectors are coming through, whether it's me and JB taking out your favorite tag team, whether it's me getting a belt, whether it's him getting a belt, whether it's both getting every belt in the whole company. If it doesn't matter, just know this. If you are out there and you got a title belt, you're a marked man. And the Rip City Shooters don't bust back, we shoot first.
Well, damn. Shit. Look, I definitely feel that. Don't get got. Be the one that's But that's a little sudden turn. But so moving on from that, I have to ask you right now, and I kind of ask this question every once in a while. So you said you started watching wrestling at the age of 4, and now that you are a wrestler, what was the first match that inspired you to become a wrestler?
Man, that is a tough question. It's got to be something with Stone Cold and Undertaker. Like, match, if I'm going off that. Like, what I said earlier was when I saw Scott Hall, Disco Inferno, he came out on that same show. You know, you got the NWO, you got Austin, you got, I never called him Austin in my life. I always just call him Stone Cold. You got Stone Cold. I was Stone Cold for Halloween in kindergarten, when I was 4 years old, you know, 1999, maybe 5 years old, 4 or 5 years old. I'm Stone Cold for Halloween. So I don't know if it was a single match. It was more just, that's my dude. Okay, this is cool. This is how I'm rocking. But if I put it on a match, I remember having VHSs of like this Raw highlight, and it was Undertaker and Stone Cold, and it was real gripping, and I was like, this is awesome, you know. And I was still young, and it was pretty wild to look at Undertaker, he's stirring all this stuff up. You're like, this is crazy, you know, Kane, wild. So probably something with that. I mean, I did watch Beyond the Mat when I was like that young too. I mean, not trying to like sound like that, I didn't really watch it, but my grandpa, he's like, hey, I know you really like wrestling. Check out this DVD, I'm tripping. A VHS I got from the library, Beyond the Mat. I was like, I'll check this out. It's wrestling. And I had like no clue what's going on. And I'd be like, oh, The Rock. Okay, cool. And then I'm like, what the hell's going on? And I just like didn't watch it. But, you know, looking back later, that's like one of my favorite movies, especially a wrestling movie of all time.
Okay. All right. Okay. I can definitely see that. So moving on from that, dream opponent. If you could face any dream opponent, past, present, doesn't matter which company that they're with, who would it be?
Dang, that's a tough question. I got so many ideas for that, so many options. I gotta look at what
the goal is.
It's like, what's the goal though? What do you want? What are we doing? You know what I mean? Like, what are we? Like I said earlier, are we doing big ratings? Or are we doing the best show ever? Are we doing like the best experience? You know, that's what goes through my mind. So, I mean, I could tell you my favorite wrestlers. I could tell you, let me think about who do I want to wrestle though? Like, cause I want to say Eddie Kingston, right? When you asked me that, I got to say Eddie Kingston, because the one vice about Maserati Wes Barkley is that I finish things that I start. So when Eddie Kingston beat me in my first single match, he's on greener, you know, pastures now, but you know, I still got to bring that up when it's asked. Because we got unfinished business. Besides that, though, all time, probably Owen Hart. That would be legendary. Let's see. I always liked Brian Pillman, especially when I first started training. He was my all-time guy. So that would be cool. That would be interesting. But I would more like that, just being squatted up with him. I don't know. Macho Man, do something with Macho Man. That would be epic. I met him once. But he wasn't full match, you know. It would be cool to maybe like a cage match against Macho Man for something big. Not like Elizabeth or anything like that. Like either hair versus hair or contract or something. Let's see. Who else do I got? That would be dope. Man. Double J. Do something with Double J. That'd be sweet. Maybe WCW. Title match, me and Double J, Sid Vicious comes out, smokes us both, and then we got a big feud going on. I don't know, that was random. But yeah, I mean, maybe, you know, that's probably a good mix right there. I can go on for days, man. It's just how we're rocking. Like, what, I'm down to, you already know, I like I said before, it's the Rip City Takeover, get out of the way or get ran over.
So, right now, in the game, who is, this is off wrestling, favorite comedian of all time?
That's a great question. Patrice O'Neal is up there. That's my guy. But I got so many other guys. Like, I would probably have to go with Patrice O'Neal. I got a couple guys that are on the cusp, but Patrice O'Neal is definitely. Jim Brewer is up there too. That dude's the man. He's hilarious. Half baked, classic. Let me think. I love comedy, though, and I used to love the Comedy Central stand-up specials that used to always be on that channel growing up. And, you know, I can't pull the curtain back too much, but the Wes Barkley Comedy Hour is something in the works, and it's in the making. And we'll see when it sees fruition. There's a lot of craziness going on, but that's an idea, and I don't usually give those out, so.
Oh, that's a little golden nugget right there. Shout out.
Yeah, I'm just here on Deep in Iran, so I'm just listening to the West.
Yes, sir.
Damn, man, you deep in Iran. You even tell me. I'm over here way off in Jamaica. You get the drift.
Oh, that's what's up, Rip City, man. We're nationwide, worldwide. You can bet on that.
So, real quick. So, during this portion of the show, where we at right now is basically where we kind of leave wrestling completely and we get into the trivia. So I'm actually some warm-up questions before.
Trivia. All right, we got to get this prize. What's the prize?
So here's the prize. Being that we here at Marston Mike's love to give back, like to give back to the wrestling community. So what we have going on right now is this. You, my friend, will be basically playing for our listeners to win some of the Wes Barkley merchandise. And we know Wes got plenty of merchandise out there. But, yeah, we're going to ask three questions for trivia. Your chance to definitely have the listeners win some of your merchandise. And you can win easily by clicking on the description of this episode. Inside the link, there's going to say something that says send a voice message or leave a voice message. Click on that link, leave us a voice message, hit us up on our DMs, or better yet, hit Wes up inside his DMs and say, hey, I left a voicemail or voice message on that show. He'll get in contact with us, or we'll get in contact with you.
So they get whatever. I'm trying to keep up. So they get anything out of my closet that you're saying? If I answer too many, I don't know how enticing that is for me. You know, the more I get, the more gator skin cowboy boots I got to get out. Is that what's going on right now?
No. Listen, no gators, no cowboy boots. Like we're actually talking about your actual T-shirt merchandise.
You guys already got them, right? The one he got, or you got more? You're talking about?
No. I'm talking about ordering some of your merchandise, or getting some of your merchandise, and actually giving this merchandise away to the listeners of the show.
All right. I mean, if I'm getting questions right, why is that enticing for me? You know what I mean? I'm not trying to sound like a hater. I'm just being honest. Like the more questions you. It's like, how about this? If you hit me up, Barkley Nation, you get entered into the prize pack if you leave a voicemail. How about that? Let's rock with that. And I'm going to get all three of these questions back right because I like hooking the fans up. I love hooking the fans up, and it's about time we gave back to Barkley Nation. Let's rock.
All right. There you have it. You heard what he said. Enter to the prize pack and win you some Barkley Nation merchandise. So with that being said, let's go ahead and get into the warm-up question real quick. First warm-up question.
That's right.
Before we actually hit into the trivia. So, warm-up question has nothing to do with the trivia. McDonald's or Burger King?
Hey, man, I'm a plant-based pro wrestling athlete right now, so I do neither. I'm doing neither of them.
Okay, good answer. Shout-out to Burger King with the Impossible Whopper.
They ain't paying me to say anything about that at Whopper. Until they're cutting that check and they get that salad. You see, Travis Scott is on the McDonald's ads. Really? That's what's going on.
What the fuck? Straight up?
Yeah, man. That took me by surprise seeing them too. But let's go ahead and get into the trivia. So we're going to go ahead and stick something that you were talking about earlier. You're talking about that 90s culture, you know, 90s, early 2000s. So why not stick there? All right, so first question on hand, and this is totally unwrestling related. It could be a movie, TV show, what have you, but here we go. All right, this TV show came out in the 90s, and in this TV show, you can travel to multiple dimensions. It included inside the cast one Jerry O'Connell. If you don't know who Jerry O'Connell is, I'll just give you a couple hints. He was inside Scream 2. He was also inside of the movie Stand By Me. I mean, those are just two of the ones that come off the top of my head. So, repeating the question again, this TV show, you were able to travel to multiple dimensions, and it starred Jerry O'Connell. Was that TV show A, Quantum Leap, B, Sliders, or C, Stargate?
I'm stumped. I'm going with A, though. That's a movie. Damn. A is a movie. I'm going with C, actually.
All right. So which one are you going with, A or C?
Do I get a phone a friend? Should I do B? Can you eliminate B, or is that not?
I mean, I can't eliminate anything. You can't.
Jerry O'Connell, bro. He was in fucking Dave's apartment or whatever it was. Jim's apartment.
Yep, Dave's. It's that.
I'm thinking about the X-Files with this multiple dimension, man. I don't know. I this had to come out before 1994, so it's a disqualified question.
Actually, the show came out in 97.
98 and below are all disqualified.
All right, so okay, so give me a wild guess, A, B, or C.
We're gonna go with C.
All right, so C's definitely not it. It was B, Sliders.
I said B, dude. The delay.
All right, so okay, listen, we're just gonna give that one up because we wasn't.
Sliders is my favorite show, dude. Come on.
All right, bro. So question number two, moving on to question number two. All right, so question number two, here we go. This actor slash comedian starred in a Nickelodeon show, starred in two Nickelodeon shows, is currently starring in Saturday Night Live.
Kenan Thompson.
God damn, I didn't get A, B, and C, but damn, he right.
Hey, well, I'm not taking any chances this time. Let's rock.
Okay, let's go ahead to question number three, and this one is going to be the final question of the night. Here we go.
Regis, rest in peace, Regis.
Rest in peace, Regis Philbin. Here we go. This is good. This song was not only featured in Dangerous Minds, but also won this rapper a Grammy. Was the name of this song A, Murder Was the Case That They Gave Me by Snoop Dogg, B, Gangsta's Paradise by Coolio, or C, R. Kelly, I Believe I Can Fly?
See, I don't know if you're tricking me with B again. You know what I mean? What were the two movies? It was a number one hit. Damn, B and C were both number one hits. I've never seen that movie, Dangerous Minds. I could see him flying away. I could see Gangster's Paradise. I'm not even looking this up, dude. I'm not cheating. But I'm gonna go with B. And if it isn't B, then you just do it. You just answer it or let me know.
So it was actually Gangster's Paradise. B, Coolio.
I knew it the whole time. I told you guys. Thanks for the support.
All right. So, look, we got two pieces of merchandise to give out here for the Broccoli Nation out there and to all the listeners. Look, the only thing you got to do is enter to win. That very simple. We will get back to you. And depending on, of course, shipping during this pandemic, it'll get to you soon. But we'll definitely be giving that out to you. Definitely enjoyed you for coming on and definitely playing a game with us. Now,
definitely. Thanks for having me on.
Yeah, but before we get out of here, any shout outs that you want to give out right now and tell the people where to follow you at?
Shout out to JB. Shout out to Mr. Brickster. You already know AIW October 9th, the Marion County Fairgrounds. I'm the champion of. I'm the tag team champion of Marion, Ohio. So the Marion City, Marion Fieldhouse, what is it called? The Marion City Field Grounds. That's just another day at the office. No rope barbed wire match. I'm sold. Me, front row. Bill Alfonso, I'm going to see him on that other side. And we're going to have some words. But besides those words, you're going to have the spectacle of Matthew Justice and Joshua Bishop, no rope, barbed wire, for the gold. It's been a long time coming, but I know JB's ready. So that's a big shout out to JB. And you know, Mr. Brickster's got her back like chiropractic, and he'll be there. So if you can't make it, check it out on Fight TV. I believe it's on Fight TV. Pretty sure. And they got deals. They got deals for the weekend. So you're going to want to check that out ASAP. If you can't be there, well, be there, be square, and there's no squares in my circle. So that's that. I follow, let me see, what do we got? Instagram at Maserati West. My Instagram game's been booming. They sent me a message. They go, West, your Instagram game is booming. So I can say that. Twitter at West Barkley. I'm on there too. We're rocking and rolling. I don't really go on Facebook. I don't do that stuff. But if you want to support me, hit me up. I appreciate everyone supporting me. But if you want to, you know, chop it up, reach out to me. I appreciate you guys having me on. I appreciate everyone that supported me in this, you know, what you said, since 2018 when we've been rocking with this, man. It's been a crazy journey, and I still think we're going up that hill. You know, it was a little roller coaster ride. That's wrestling. So well, I think we're still getting up that hill. So, and yeah, remember, thanks for everyone that's supporting Rip City, the Rip City Junior Assassin Squad. Appreciate you guys. Thank you.
And Cheech, yeah, you got anything you want to say to us before we peel out?
I just want to say I appreciate you taking time tonight, you know, join us. And it was time of your, you know, busy schedule. I know you're planning out, you know, getting ready for the collective coming up. And I just want to say I appreciate you. You know, always show me love. And wish you nothing but the best. And, you know.
Thank you. Thank you. I appreciate you always showing me love, support. Like we said, brother, day one. So I appreciate that. Yep. We're rocking and rolling, man. Big year coming up. 2021. The re-up year, if you know what I'm saying.
Word. Well,
big facts. Big facts. Well, this is the part of the show where we tell the listeners to do this. And we need you to turn up the volume on your radio, on your listening device, whether that be a cell phone, laptop, what have you. Turn it up. We mean this from the bottom of our hearts. We love you. But we need you to wash your hands and wash your ass. And as Drake would say, use some damn soap, people. Please. We try to slow down this damn pandemic. Cheech, let the people know how they should be doing this.
Remember, people, it's from face to ass, not ass to face.
And like that, people, we out. Peace.